If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Stream in Terror. Today, I'm joined by Magnetar.
Hello, hello.
And I did almost say coffee stream. We're 13 in, 14 in, and totally over the coffee stream part. It's habits. I did that for like 70, so.
Yeah, I don't think coffee at 7 at night would be the best idea.
It depends what you're planning to do in the future. I mean, And I want to say good evening to Future Thought, Lace Bucaria, Demon, September Dragon Audio, and Kimberly. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
I have somehow talked Magnetar into live reading with us today. I don't know how I did that.
She kind of beat me up and twisted my arm. And
if you talked to Phoenix Fire, it would be I kidnapped you and put you in a cage. But he is a bird, so. I mean, I made him a comfy room. He's got a nice room in my basement now. He doesn't leave. He's fine.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're making the best of the situation for him.
I even let him fly out once in a blue moon.
Oh, he gets a little fly time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how kind of you.
I know. It's just into the void area that he can't escape, so it's fine. He can fly out all he wants. I guess my channel has lore.
There you go.
Technically, I have a house that sits in a void that I teleport people to tell them stories. It's technically the lore of the channel. And there's three of me.
There's three of you? See, I did not know that.
Yeah, there's 242, 2, and 242. They were originally supposed to be 242's sides, and then they became their own characters.
Why is there 42 of you?
It's not 42. Her name's 42. Is two.
Yeah, but there could be 42 42s.
Probably is. I mean, they're all from different universes, so there's more than one 242.
Ah, so it's like a multiverse situation.
Yes, because how do you think I get my stories? I go to different realms, I get the stories. Some of them die, some of them live. It's fine, don't worry about it.
Hi, Kimberly.
Yeah, you deal with space. People die way more in space.
Do they, though?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people have actually died in space. Like, I mean, I guess I'm sure there's, like, the amount of people that we know publicly, and yes. Then I'm sure there's plenty that we don't know, but I'm going to Google that. Can I Google that real quick?
Yes. It's more than one.
How many people have died in space? Three.
Oh, that's actually smaller.
However, of the roughly 550 people who have so far ventured into space, only three have died there. Wait, what?
Probably because the Challenger died in Atmo, not in space.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. So it says there's been over 188 fatalities related to spaceflight incidents. Both astronauts and cosmonauts whose lives were lost during missions or training. But only three have physically died in space.
Yes, so we've only lost three to space and a few more to trying to get to space.
What about animals?
Oh god, the cosmonauts were killing how many animals?
Bro, what? Okay, I don't think this is accurate. How many animals have died in space? And it said 1 billion creatures died in space.
Okay, does that include ants?
Maybe. About a third of all the animals sent up didn't make it. 1 billion? Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but yeah, no. A lot of the time they didn't have a reason to bring them back. They just put them up there and then didn't bring them back.
Okay, when I click on the citation for that, it takes me to some, like, slot machine website that's like, Chinese, so.
That's probably not true, then.
It's probably not a very reliable source. All right, sorry.
That's fine. So good. We had a question. We answered it. No one else asked the question, but that's beside the point. The point is we had questions. Oh, there's Cindy. Hey, Cindy. Welcome. I was wondering where you were. I was getting worried.
Cindy Cleveland?
Yeah, she's here for every live stream. I don't know if she goes to yours or not.
I prefer Columbus.
Look, I just prefer Canada. I just want to stay in Canada.
I've only been to Winnipeg, Is that a city or is that a province?
You've only been... That is a city, and that's the stab capital of Canada.
Oh. That's why I stabbed all those people there. I just felt the urge. No, I went when I was like... I was young. It was like 2008 or 2009. It was whatever year Bernie Mac died. I remember that because I was listening... We were listening to the radio in the van. And on the radio, it said Bernie Mac died. Mm. Bernie Mac death. What year was that? Yeah, August 2008. So I would have been...
Five.
No, I was born in 96.
Oh, God. You made me feel old. Anyways.
12? Yeah.
So five. Oh, this game.
Close.
Close. We won't talk about how old I was then.
I thought you were young. Oh, are you 42?
No,
I'm not. For the 42, the 242?
No, I've had 242 since I was 7. So I've been 42 for 7. Oh, apparently Leis Bukharia had the ice cream wanting her to eat it, so Hashiku refused that, of course. You can't refuse the ice cream. If it demands being eaten, you must eat the ice cream.
I'm also confused why she said she nearly moved to Winnipeg. Why would you leave Australia for Canada? Like, I feel like they're kind of like on the same level in terms of like
I'm going to assume for a male demon. I'm going to assume a male demon. I don't know.
Sounds like a bad trade-off.
Especially Winnipeg. Winnipeg's really cold.
I hear Vancouver's very nice.
Very expensive. I'm actually originally from the Vancouver area.
Oh, nice.
I don't live there anymore, but I left because I couldn't afford to live.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Gentrification and all that.
It's a beautiful city, but because it's basically, I want to say it's Hollywood of Canada, so it's got all like tons of the movie industry there and the film industry. So a lot of actors and actresses live there on top of that. So yeah.
What about Toronto? I thought is Toronto the capital?
No.
Where's the capital?
Okay, so Ottawa's the capital, but Toronto is the capital of Ontario. Ottawa's the capital of Canada. And Vancouver is not the capital of BC. It's actually Victoria, which a lot of people confuse, which is the one on it's on the island.
Gotcha.
And apparently it was for a male demon. Yep, that's why she was going to move to Winnipeg. And apparently he made September also feel old.
Damn. But how old are you, September? I thought all y'all were like...
No, September's older than I am. At least like in your
early 30s. At the oldest.
Mm-mm. I'm older than that.
So who's... Do you know who Gemini is?
Gemini Reeds?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't he hella young? You're like 19 or something.
I don't know actually how old he is. I've only come across him in passing. He does sound a bit younger, but
he sounds young, right?
He does. Apparently, Leis Bukharia is 7,004 this year.
Wow! Congratulations.
Yes, and September was born in the 80s. He's an 80s baby.
Sorry, I'm getting all sorts of Discord notifications.
It's all good.
I'm trying to mute it.
That's why I'm always on Do Not Disturb. Then I don't get that.
Yeah, but then I'll miss something important and then people get mad at me.
I miss important things all the time. Sorry, I've got a Discord from my house and I just saw someone go, who left this? Who tried to rob our house because someone left their balaclava on the couch?
Uh-oh.
The exact quote was, "Who left a robber scalp on my sofa?"
That was my husband.
Hi, husband.
Yeah. Minotaur says hi.
Sup?
He randomly shows up.
He sounds cool. He sounds chill.
He is. He's not part of the Hork community in any way, shape, or form. He just my hubby.
Hey, so he has never been featured in a video as a guest voice?
Nope, but he has been on a live stream before.
Oh, nice.
Way back when.
Cindy was born in 1958.
She is still younger than my mother.
How old did you be if you're born in 1958? I'm not good at year math.
48.
40, 50, 70 something?
66.
60 something?
66.
Oh, see, that's close. That's why I got a 70 in calculus.
I'm pretty sure I failed, but she just gave me a 70. Apparently she's 65 right now, but she'll turn 66 this year. I mean, it's just the beginning of the year.
Hobbies is butter pecan. Okay, so do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Yeah, thank you. Born in 85. So am I the youngest person on this call / chat?
No, I think Lace Picard is in her 30s, I think. Sorry, she's 7,000. I'm sorry.
I was about to say she's 7,000.
She's the oldest one in the call. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You are the baby. You are the baby! Congratulations!
Nice.
Here's your pacifier, and...
I don't know about all that. My onesie. You know, they might have the right idea. Like, those the baby with the onesies, they got the little butt flap and stuff, and you don't... Oh, it's cold.
They're so warm. Like, you don't have to use... Yeah, no, I completely believe if it's cold enough, the onesies are well worth it. Alright, I'm going to read a Glitch in the Matrix story. Did you want to see if you can find a creepy encounter story that you want to read? Or Let's Not Meet?
I can look, sure.
Yeah, see if you find something. If not, fictional story that you like. You're normally a fictional reader, so.
All right.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be many true space stories, so at this time in our lifetime.
Unfortunately. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Hopefully they're not horror related. That would suck. Okay. My calculator somehow fixed itself. I'm in college right now, and my only calculator with me is a TI-84+. Which I bought used with Sharpie all over the back, with it being overall just on its last legs. I was working on calculus homework and it randomly stopped working. I opened the battery cover popped off and took out the batteries and put them back in, and it still didn't work. I figured it must have died or there's some other problem with it. I went to push the battery cover on again, and the little flexible plastic tab on it popped into the back of the calculator and decided it would snap off, which, of course, I tried to push back in. There was no way to put the battery cover back on without it immediately falling out. Without this little tab, it was the last, and it was late, and I had calculus the next day, and I decided to just throw it into my backpack with the battery cover randomly floating around in there. I think I put the black back plastic piece that snapped off on top of the dresser to hopefully glue back at some other time. I was just hoping there was a chance to get it that was just some random circuit contact that was iffy, and the problem with it is not turning on would solve itself when I needed it next. I didn't need a calculator in class that day, luckily, and never used it, so it stayed in my bag till today. I remember I had a physics exam today, which requires a calculator. Then I realized that my calculator wasn't working and I didn't have another one. It was less than an hour before the exam, so I decided to double check the one in my bag and noticed that it turned on without an issue. The thing that I didn't understand, though, was the fact that the plastic battery cover was back on, completely in place. When I took the cover off to check, because I remember it snapping, it looked completely fine, and the plastic piece that snapped off showed no signs of it at all ever having an issue. I'm normally skeptical about these things, and you can easily write off the calculator turning on again after being dead. If I remember even, it stopped working before and randomly fixed a couple minutes later once. However, I have no idea how the battery cover randomly fixed itself like that, despite the fact that a piece of it actually snapped off. And that's the end of that story.
go.
Sorry, I was muted.
That's fine.
There's one reason why I don't. I mean, there's many reasons why I don't narrate true stories. But when I think about true stories, a lot of them are like hella sketch and scary. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It'd make me paranoid. More paranoid, maybe.
We will feed into that paranoia. Yes.
Right. How are you feeling? Oh, that's to Kimberly. It's always, how are you feeling, Kimberly? Never, how are you feeling, Magnetar?
To be fair, this is the first time ever being on here. How are they supposed to know to ask you that? Jeez.
Whatever.
Oh.
It's always appropriate to ask how somebody is. Okay.
Well, how are you then?
All right. I don't have an interesting answer to that question.
Pushing it, but it doesn't have anything. Lace Bakari asks what your favorite Nike sauce flavor is.
Basic. I'm just down with some ketchup, you know? I've actually been using this spicy, like, sriracha ketchup recently. Pretty good.
Look, Cindy even asked this time. See, there you go.
Well, Cindy.
I like sweet and sour. Or honey mustard. Depending on the day.
Neither of those. Nope. Ketchup, what do you use, lady? What do you use?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you use sriracha ketchup. But see, she's okay. She says good choice for me, I guess.
Spookaria, what do you use? You're over here judging me.
She does that. She's really good at judging. It's her super secret power. That's why she can write so many books or stories, because she judges everyone.
She's really judgmental for a vampire.
Oh, no. You know she's going to call you up later and tell you, excuse me.
I said the V word.
Apparently, she does the blood of her enemies.
See, vampire, exactly.
apparently, September's is buffalo dipping sauce. Chicken nuggets.
Better than honey mustard.
Again, it has to be every once in a while. Come on, honey mustard's good.
How do you feel about sweet meats? Like honey hams or like teriyaki or like different sauces or stuff that's like sweet.
I like sweet.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck a sweet meat. Am I allowed to cuss yet?
Yes. We're way right, past well, 3 minutes.
Fuck sweet meats, bro. My meat shouldn't be sweet. If I wanted sweet, I'd eat a pancake.
Yeah, if you put bacon on it with glaze.
On a pancake?
Yeah.
On no.
Maple syrup? Oh, yeah. Have you not had
this? No, I don't want sweet meat. That's despicable.
You're definitely not Canadian. My innocent ears. She said your potty mouth. She can't take your potty mouth. Apparently, Sydney liked Chick-fil-A sauce. That's what she liked for dipping sauce.
It's all right.
And yes, it was chicken nuggets.
People swear by Chick-fil-A sauce, but I'm fine with just a classic ketchup.
We do not have Chick-fil-A up here at all.
Oh, no?
They do not exist in Canada. It's fine.
I have so many jokes I can say, but I have to behave. Why? Who says you have to behave?
You're fine. You can let it loose. Let loose a demon. Apparently, Kimberly 100% agrees with Sydney. And apparently she can make it, too. It's even better.
Can we just order it from you instead of buying it from Chick-fil-A? I'd rather support you than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's probably the reason I'm fine with not having them up here. We also don't have Hobby Lobby up here, either. We have my...
You'll see. I've found that the hate makes the chicken taste better.
they slowly concentrate that hate.
They concentrate the hatred
into the chicken.
Exactly, and so you know, it tastes. Yeah, unfortunately, fortunately, it's pretty good. My last stream was partially demonetized. You keep the demon down.
Fair. Rip. You know what, they like, for the longest time, they like the limited monetization. Whenever my streams would, I'm like, what'd I do, YouTube? It was a perfectly fine horror stream.
They've been, anytime I've live streamed, I think it's gotten demonetized. Mm-hmm. I've been able to, like, appeal twice, and then it was just fine. And then I think one time it was whatever the yellow is, like share, like what, yeah, partially monetized or whatever the hell. And you still don't make, like, anytime it's ever been that, I've made like nothing from it anyway, so it might as well be demonetized.
Yeah. Because so, you're both naughty.
Whoa.
Let's see how it is. I will remember this, Lace Bakaria. Next time you're on my stream, I'm going to put you on mute because you're taking.
Get her in here right now. Get her in here right now so we can mute her live on stream.
No, it's only open for two people. I made it so people can't get in here on purpose, because I know people who would and have. Aw, hey, I got my first alert. Yay!
Hey, look at that. 14 months.
Yeah. Don't you mean my stream?
What's crazy is Lady Spookaria never invites me to her freaking streams. She always says she wants to have me on, and then she has gaming streams with other people, and then she has other people for coffee.
And she eats them afterwards. That's why we haven't seen some of them again.
Exactly. We know what you're doing. That's okay. Her loss is your gain, 242.
This is true. I gained.
She lost. Exactly. Sorry, lady. Oh, snooze, you lose.
And I finally, like, I've had members of, like, all this stuff forever, and I could figure out how to do the alerts until, like, last week.
Are you using Streamlabs?
Yeah. I'm just nice. Dense. And didn't do proper research because I was too busy.
I was starting to stream just, like, kind of, like, hanging out and playing games, and then people started bitching, and I lost, like, 32 subs during one live stream, according to the analytics. So now I feel like I shouldn't live stream anymore.
What?
It makes me sad.
Okay, that is weird. Here, I'm a human. Let's play video games. I don't like you being a human. I'm unsubscribing.
What? Everyone is like, or not everyone, but there's a bunch of people like, why are you doing this instead of narrating? Like, you haven't put something out in a few days. Why don't you spend this time narrating? If you don't narrate, I'm unsubscribing. Like, all of these things. It's just like, oh, okay.
Because
I think it's like, I'm going to be playing games anyway, so why not just, like, stream it as well and just, like, hang out?
Exactly.
But,
they don't want you to have fun. Only stories. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying, like, use another channel. I'm like, well, if I use another channel, there's, like, nobody there. Mm-hmm. It'd be a new channel. Like,
exactly.
I have another channel that has like 1600 subs, but I've not done anything with that in like 2 years, 3 years. And it was like just other video content. It's so like live streaming there wouldn't make sense either.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, it's just, I do whatever I want here. Yeah. I play spooky games, so therefore it's horror related. And then I play, and then we live, like, talk to other narrators and writers. It's my channel. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, I feel that I'm just, I don't know. I guess it's, I mean, like, it's not, I'm not doing this for, like, the subs or anything like that necessarily, but it,
it's disheartening.
It's disheartening, and I have a hard time with, like, comparing myself to other people. And so, like, I see some of these other sci-fi channels gaining ground so quickly, especially AI ones.
Yeah,
but, and I'm like, damn, I need to
talk to
do whatever I can.
TTS channels?
Yeah, TTS channels. Like, using a lot of the new AI tech that's out there now.
Yeah, no.
You know what's annoying is I don't understand how people don't notice it. Because they'll be in the comments like, oh, this is an amazing narrator. Good job, dude. And I'm like, bro, this is like a generic voice on like 11 Labs. You not realize that?
Yeah. I back before I started narrating myself, I knew there was something off for, like, the longest time, but I didn't know text-to-speech was as far along. And this was years ago, before it was well-known. And I was like, I really hate this. There's no soul here. And then I found out why, because there wasn't a soul there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. It's not my cup of tea.
And, don't get me wrong. I've used it before. I've played around with it. I've cloned my own voice just to see how it is. And, like, I can definitely tell, and I think my listeners could tell, too, when it's... the clone and not me, or when it was the clone and not me.
Oh, he used the clone a couple times.
Yeah, are you gonna sue me?
Well, some videos you kind of need that too, though. If you're using a computer, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, like, Yeah. You know, I wanted to try it out because, I mean, there's the thought of, like, if you can't beat them, join them. And I felt like, oh, it's my own voice. So, like, is it as bad as, like, using some random generated voice and just, like, trying to pass it off as your own? There's a lot of channels too. You know, they have, like, multiple voice actors, quote unquote, but it's just, like, different AI that they're using. And they're trying to, and they don't say it's AI. So, like, people think it's, like, actual voice actors. And I think that's misleading and shitty.
Yeah, I totally agree. Welcome, Duchess of Darkness.
Duchess of Darkness. There you go. That was for you. That was a free one. Get that one for free.
Well, next one gotta pay.
Yeah, the next one. Everyone gets one.
Is it 5 cents?
I don't know. What do you guys have in Canada?
We are. Most of our coins are called the same thing as you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's boring.
Except for the Looney and Toonie.
Excuse me? Looney Tunes? Like Bugs Bunny?
Looney and Toonie. So, we have a $1 coin, and because it has a loon on it, they call it a loony, and then the $2
coin... What the fuck's a loon? Is it a bird?
Yes, the bird, the loon.
Okay.
So it has a loon on
it.
And so everyone calls it a loony, and then many years later, a $2 coin came out, and so because it was loony, it went with Toonie. So Looney and Toonie. I don't think you remember me saying that I'm going to throw my toonies and loonies at you. And if you did, you're probably like, I don't know what the fuck she just said.
Yeah, I would have been lost.
You went to Winnipeg. You didn't see the loonies and the toonies?
I was like 11.
12.
And I got like food poisoning from like a microwavable pizza. And I was like dying for like 3 days. And to this day, I've like... probably had one microwavable pizza in my whole life, or like the oven pizzas that you like get from the freezers. Mm-hmm. Had a bad one in Canada. Also, I don't know what the hell was going on in your streets, but like twice there, like people just like we'd be driving and they just like stop in the middle of the street and get out of their car and like go to the shop, like a pizza place. But it wasn't like street parking. It would just be like the middle of the street. So I was confused. Is there just can you guys just like get out of the middle of the street?
No. I'm just going to tell you, you were at Winnipeg, the stab capital of Canada.
So people just get out of their car in the middle of the streets?
I guess so. I've never been to Winnipeg.
I remember it was obnoxious, though.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza? Lace Bakari asked.
No, because I'm not a disgusting wretch.
Me, you can't get along. I love pineapple on my pizza.
Again, it's that mix of sweet with things that shouldn't be sweet.
But to be fair, I can't eat pepperoni, I can't eat the sausage, I can't eat any of the other meats. I can only eat the ham.
Well, you don't have to make sweet ham.
Yeah, but pineapple is so good. He's trying to eat you while you eat it. It's perfect. You take that back.
I will not.
Apparently, Megs is not a sweet guy. He's very...
No.
Do you like ice cream at least?
Yeah, I love some sweet things. I just don't want sweet on things that should not be sweet.
Who's to say
like
meat?
like a cranberry chicken? No. Oh. No, thank you.
That's so good though.
Apple cinnamon like fucking pork chop? No, thank you.
Apples with pork is really good though.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Nope.
Barely at this lady point, will eat it for you.
At this point, even if it was good, I would still refuse to eat it out of principle.
Out of principle now. I'm going to sneak it into one of your meals.
Yeah, you could try it.
Just go down to DC and just like, here you go. And just like, who the fuck are you? No one. Your voice sounds right. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, if all the people in the horror community, like we were all in a room together. Assuming we don't know what each other look like. Mm-hmm. Like, would we be able to pick everybody out? Like, I think I could pick out a few person. Like, I think I could be able to pick out Lady. I think I could probably pick you out. I guess it depends on who else is in there.
Yeah, it depends on how crazy I'm being, too. Oh, the crazy one over there is Lace Bakari, and the one next to her is 242. As we're, like, dancing around for some reason, yelling demon at the top of our lungs.
Yeah, where's the... Is there, like, a... Yeah, there is. Isn't there, like, a convention for the horror community?
Yeah, but it's like horror movies.
That's not like YouTube horror people. I guess VidCon, but that's like just streamers in general and content creators in general. No, September. I do not like orange chicken. Am I introvert me or extrovert me?
Those are two different me's.
The hell was that sound?
I hit my mic a little bit.
Oh, it sounded like you were like popping a bottle of champagne or something.
No, I have like this weird cushy thing around my mic, so I like hit my hand against it every once in a while. I barely ever hit the rest of the mic. I just hit the buffer. I hate when I do that when I'm like recording. I'm like bonk. I'm like, God damn it! Delete.
And then they gotta go through and edit that out.
No, just delete the whole thing.
Do you when you're recording, do you multiple, like, do you just go all the way through and do multiple takes, if like, do you say the line over again if you need to and then edit it all out at the end, or do you just edit while you're going?
While I'm going. I do it as Raven does it. Raven taught me better. Because I used to do it that way. And then Raven's like, no, edit out. I'm like, yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, so like, I'll go, and if I mess up a word, I'll stop, pause the track, delete it, and then say the line again. Mm-hmm. So that way I don't have to like fucking clean it all up at the end.
And every single paragraph I also stop at. So I'll go do one paragraph, stop, take a break if I need to, do the next paragraph. And a lot of the times I will even like, if the paragraph's super short and I've only messed up one word, I'll delete the whole paragraph and just do the paragraph again. It depends on how much that paragraph's ticking me off. But I have chopped a paragraph up. Kimberly asks if you have merch. Do you have merch?
I do. I haven't updated it in forever, and honestly, I'm not too proud of the merch store.
Same.
I mean, like, I think the art is great. The art is great. I just need to, I think, revitalize the merch, add some new designs. I have some new designs to add. And just, like, maybe find a better merch place. Because I think I'm using, is it Spring? It's not Teespring. I think it's Spring. It's Teespring.
It used to be Teespring. They've rebranded themselves to Spring.
Wow.
And I still feel search like Teespring. Because if you type in Spring, it doesn't bring up.
I just think I think I had one of my own shirts and it started like fading very quickly, and I think it's just pretty low quality.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't want to have shirts that are like 50 fucking bucks because no one's going to buy that.
They're still expensive where I am. Yeah. Even with Teespring. And I do have merch, same problem. I haven't updated. I need someone who's better at merch than me to help me do my merch.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to do the merch for 242 and I, we'll love that. We'd love that. I also need somebody to help me get set up on podcast platforms, because I've been meaning to do that for like 3 years. And I haven't.
I switched to Spotify. I was on something I used to pay for, and now I use Spotify because it's free. So.
Mm. Do you only do Spotify, or do you do multiple?
No, it's like on multiple platforms. It lets you do multiple platforms.
Nice.
Apparently Sydney buys mugs from her narrators that she likes to listen to. She's just got a lot of mugs.
My mugs are pretty cool. I mean, it's hard to mess up a mug. I mean, this is true. But like the way the graphics are on some of the shirts, I think, are lackluster.
I talk to Raven again. He uses someone besides Teespring. And they're more inexpensive, too, than Teespring is.
Interesting.
Gotta talk to him again.
Another thing is, like, I'm trying to be cognizant of, like what's the most sustainable, but also weighing that with the cost.
Yes, cost effective, but yet it's not like going to be $100 for a shirt.
Right.
Because no average person can order a $100 shirt easily.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'd be cool if we had fans that could afford $100 shirts. I wouldn't say no to them. $100 for a shirt if they wanted to, but
no, it's fine. Well, I went out my bye thought. See you later. I don't remember what I was gonna say. Now
floated away.
Yep, bye bye train.
No sweet meat, please. Duchess, are you saying you don't like sweet meats either, or are you just making fun of me?
She's making fun of you because she says she likes orange chicken. Or no, she does.
No, somebody else.
No, she doesn't like sweet meat, but she does like orange chicken.
Okay, but not sweet meat in general.
That's what you mean in general, apparently.
Good. Good. I have an ally. One ally.
One ally. Lace Bacare asks, what is your favorite story of all time?
I don't even know how to answer that. Maybe it would be a better question to ask what my favorite story I've narrated is.
Mm. Which is probably what she meant.
Is that what she meant, lady? Maybe. Or are you trying to make me sit here and debate on something forever? Because also, like, story, do you mean book? Do you mean, like, story I've heard somebody tell? Do you mean, like, a movie? Because a movie's a story. Do you mean a video game? Because video games have stories.
Most video games did. Apparently, Duchess of Darkness would never make fun of you. Anything. Or read to debate on it. Anything. Oh my god. Ah!
Jesus.
Let's go with one that you've narrated.
One that I've narrated. Would it be cheating if I used one of my own stories?
No.
All right, let's see here. One that I remember stood out for me. Let me find it,
Hey, Noetic. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I tried.
Noetic?
Noetic, probably.
That's Bay right there. She's Bay. So be nice to her.
I'm not nice to anyone, though. Not even myself.
Fuck, what was it called? I'm bombing this, guys. Hold on. Give me a second. So, while I'm looking for it, I'll also say this. What's annoying, I guess frustrating for me, is usually my favorite stories that I narrate are the ones that get the least amount of views. And that makes me very sad.
I know that feeling. I have narrated, like, oh my god, this story is so good. 5 views. What the hell?
And then, like, not that I hate any of my stories, but there are some, obviously, that I think are less... fun. Like, I like less than others.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and so those are the ones that blow up. And I'm like, what is happening? What are you guys doing?
No, look at this treasure. That's all right. But look at this one, guys.
Right. I really like the story called Mr. Starman. I narrated it and posted it on September 9th, 2020.
Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was one of my... first, like, 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mr. Starman was a good one. Alone on Mars, which was my 4th video, July 2nd, 2020, I really liked as well.
You must have started about the same time. I started in May of 2020.
I started June 16th was my first video.
So you started a month after me. Damn.
Yeah. It feels like a lifetime ago.
It feels like it, yeah.
Noetic, how was your premiere? If you don't know her, she's also a narrator.
Oh, I've never seen her before.
You see, Noetic, I knew it was your birthday. That's why I uploaded on that day. And you didn't care about my gift.
Totally did it on your purpose.
What about you, 42? Do you have a favorite story?
That one's hard because I've narrated so many. It definitely wouldn't be a true story because those kind of exit my brain very quickly for whatever reason.
And I also feel like it'd be kind of fucked up to say one of those true stalker story is your favorite. You know what I mean?
The one where the woman got really scared because the guy was around her apartment and wasn't leaving her alone was my favorite story of all time. That was the
best thing ever.
Best story ever. That is a story I read. It's one of the ones that stuck in my head. You know what? I want to say it would... It's hard. Like, the one I read recently, which is I found a time capsule with a letter inside that predicted my death, was bloody amazing. But I'm really getting into the one by Cole Blaze K, which is I Search for Things People Are Too Scared to Believe In. He's really going, like, it's a series, and so far I've absolutely loved everything he's done with it so far, so.
Nice.
It's hard to pick.
Pretty sick.
That one's also a collab that has lots of people in it that I had to throw lines at, like, here, you read these and you read those.
How many people? You know,
I think it was 6 or 7 altogether.
Jesus.
Yeah. Worst part is some of them were only like one line. I'm like, I need someone to read it though. Here you go.
Like, I'd love to do more collabs on my channel. It's just, I don't have the energy or the time to edit it all together sometimes. Yes. I just, like, I have a writer, somebody who, what am I trying to say? Somebody whose stories I've narrated, mm-hmm. like who's given me stories to narrate that he writes, mm-hmm. has also started helping me edit some stuff, edit some of my videos, and he's also lent his voice to a couple videos as well.
Oh.
And the only reason I've been able to, like, I'm going to be able to post these two videos this month that I'm going to post is because he is so fucking awesome and is editing them for me, in terms of, like, putting the voices in the correct order and mm-hmm. getting the audio leveled. Because if not, I would have procrastinated on that for probably months. One of them's a collab with Lady Spicaria, Noetic, and Vidith. And I was hoping to get that out tonight, but it'll probably be tomorrow. And then the other one's like a 20,000 words or more, maybe more than that, Jesus. Story with like 8 or 9 different voices, including my narration. So, like, yeah, it's a huge task, but
yeah, that one, he's, wow.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for him because I would be dead. I'd be dead trying to get through it. I would have a hard time focusing and just getting through it.
Welcome the Interscares. We have Mr. and Mrs. Interscare here. And real quick, I have Horror on the Rocks, $4.99. Happy to hear both of you, but now if I single bound of the ship of Theseus is if every board of the ship of Theseus replaces, is it still the ship of Theseus? Yes.
Yeah, because I don't think it all happens at once. No. You know what I mean?
It's slowly but surely over time.
And if you do it all at once, then it'd probably be a new ship because you just destroyed the ship and then fucking
built a new one. Where the old ship was. Yes, I believe because at some point they've all been joined in one way to the ship of Theseus. Yes. I've heard that that thought experiment many times and I'm like, yeah. Horror is a... So thank you, Horror on the Rocks, for your $4.99.
Horror on the Rocks is buying you some... What do you guys have? Timmy Ho-Hos?
Tim Hortons, and it's Tim Bits. And I'm going to get myself a coffee that's double-double. Which is the Noetic, superior way. If you leave, way.
I'm going to be very sad.
Oh, have a good night. It's night here. It's 5 o'clock at night. But there's sun still up, which is weird.
The guy who's helping me edit also does some narrations himself. Is it okay if I...
Yep, send me the link and I'll post it. Because you have to be a mod.
A mod? I'm not cool enough?
No.
He's starting to get like his own channel put up and he's got great stories, so check him out. And he's been very helpful to me.
I will add him to the description as well real quick. My super secret.
Oh, he's got me listed on his like homepage as a friend of his channel.
There we go. There we go. That finally went through. Wow, that was super chat just went through.
Oh, like the alert?
Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe it doesn't work for that. No, it does. Okay. Oh, don't make what rules. Sydney has subscribed. So, see, Sydney, we found another place for you to subscribe. I make the joke that Sydney has subscribed to all narrators. They make a narrator channel the second they're the first subscribe. Every time. It's always Sydney.
Sydney's the best. We stan people like that. Or how was the premiere?
Maybe I should start premiering my videos again. I keep forgetting that I can do that.
I've been trying both, and I'm still not sure which is the better way to go. Like, in terms of, like, the algorithm and getting people's eyes on it.
Yeah.
Well,
I can see the appeal for a premiere, because the idea is that you're also there, so people can, like, live chat with you as the story's coming out, so I can see, like, gain more engagement from your community that way.
Right.
I just have to change the time when it uploads. I can't be there at one.
Yeah, and I like chatting. I just, the odd time when there's, like, no one in there is depressing.
Yeah, completely get that. I've gone live with no one here before, and I'm like, should I bother going? And then a few people do show up. I'm like, okay, yay.
Yeah, it's hard. But when someone does show up, it's really awesome. Yeah. And you get, like, that, I guess, more personal time to connect.
Yeah, exactly. Though I always use the sci-fi one for my intros to my premieres, because that one's that's the bomber one. That's my favorite.
Which one?
The sci-fi one, where it's a space thing for the premiere music.
And it does, like, the countdown.
Yeah.
It's, like, all the machines and stuff. Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. I totally horror's love sci-fi.
Sorry. I was going to say horror's yelling at you about something.
He wants me to answer the question he answered, and we answered it.
About the boat?
Yeah, we answered it. We said that it is the same boat. It is Theseus. It's still the same boat. Go take care, Lady Spucaria.
If you leave, lady, we're never talking again.
You do know that she will somehow show up at your house, right?
Nope. I'll hide. What's a place demons don't like? Church, I guess.
Yeah, but it's Lady Spucaria. She'd walk into a church like there's no problem.
I don't know about that.
You'll be in my DMs right away. I'm trying to think of a place that Lady Spucaria wouldn't like. I mean, I know you could throw chicken nuggets at her, and she'd probably...
She would like that.
Yeah, but she would sit down and start eating them.
Oh, like a distraction.
Yes, exactly.
I like the way you think.
Make sure you have sweet and sour sauce or honey mustard. Apparently she likes those.
Yeah, you won't catch me dead having one of those.
No, but...
Either of those on there.
But you could throw that with the nuggets.
I get what you're saying, but I want to, like, I can... Any given day, I probably can have chicken nuggets sweet. In my freezer.
Ketchup is sweet. You said you like ketchup.
I wouldn't say ketchup is sweet.
It's got so much sugar in it, man.
Okay, so it's got sugar. It doesn't mean it's sweet. Like, I wouldn't say... What else has sugar that I wouldn't say is sweet? Like, I guess, like, a Coke is sweet, I guess, technically, but I wouldn't count... Like, I wouldn't consider the taste of it sweet.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
It's sweet.
No, cocaine.
Nose candy. We weren't live when I was talking about that earlier. About me having a Coca-Cola to wake myself up.
Yeah, they missed our private conversation.
Yes. But yeah, no, Coca-Cola is very sweet. Very sweet.
I don't know.
Sugar is also very sweet, especially American sugar.
What kind of narration does Magnetari do? I don't know, 242, what kind of narrations do I do?
Spooky, scary space sci-fi stories.
I try to stick to space.
Space sci-fi. Normally they go hand in hand. But not all sci-fi is space.
Right. Yeah. It's like... I guess recently I've been leaning a lot more into post-apocalyptic and, like, military sci-fi. Just because it's hard to find good space stories.
It is.
Especially after 3 years of going through space stories, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of running out.
You found all the space. You have found everything.
I mean, like, there's definitely places I haven't touched yet, but I'm kind of picky with my stories, too. Like, the stories I pick.
Fair.
And so that also...
I do, when I find something in space, I do think of you going, here you go. If you don't like it, it's fine, but, you know.
It gives you options. Why don't you do that?
I did send you a writer once.
Did you? I don't remember.
Way back when. It was a long time ago now.
Can't even remember what I did yesterday.
Fair. Are there any zombie stories?
Yes, there are a couple. I can link you. Actually, the very first story of one of my original series that are still ongoing. Technically, they're infected, not zombies.
They're infected zombies.
It's essentially a zombie story.
Yeah.
And if you like it, you can continue listening to the rest of the series. I think I have 9 stories within the mainline series, and then I have like extra, like, I guess, side stories. Maybe there's like 10 or 11 of those, all within the same universe. What I'll do is I'll give you the link to the playlist. Yep. There you go. I'm sure my voice on this stream sounds terrible. My voice in the videos probably sounds way better.
It's because you do all the nice little editing to it.
Yes.
Exactly. Shh, don't tell them my secrets.
Yeah, so I think the first story is from the point of view of some college students, sort of like a prequel to when the soldiers come in later on in this, maybe like 40 minutes in.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's an hour and 54 minutes.
Jesus.
But it's like 2 stories put together. Like I was releasing I released them individually and then I put them together so that people don't have to like find the side story that goes with the main story.
Fair.
If that makes sense.
Yep, that makes complete sense. That's why I also make playlists too.
Yeah, exactly. But some people still couldn't find the playlist somehow or figure it out. So I tried to... they're not stupid, but to put, for lack of a better terms, stupid-proof it. So it's I don't know what order they're in. I'm like, okay, well, here's this playlist with everything put together in order for you.
Yep.
In the proper order.
But don't understand playlist. Oh my God. Here you go. Here's a video.
Apparently. And then people will be like, is this a series? Where are the rest of it? And it's like, literally, they're in the description. They're in the pinned comment. Like, can you just look for 2 seconds?
Apparently, September has been listening to you since you almost started.
That's embarrassing.
He heard baby you.
Like, I'm anxious. That makes me anxious. I don't like knowing that people who know me listen to me. Like, I know, like some IRL people that say they listen to me or have listened to me, and that just makes me feel awkward.
I've had a few IRL people listen to me, too, and I'm like, okay, tell me feedback. What do you think?
Don't talk to me. Oh, no, don't tell me. Pretend like you didn't listen to me. I never want to know.
Don't pretend like you never listened to me talk to my mic. Weirdly. This is how it feels like when you're recording. You're just like talking to your mic. No one else is in the room. It's just like, you know, I look like a goddamn crazy person, but let's do this. Sweet ham. Apparently that's a skin.
Is he behind on the recording? Is that why he did?
Must be. Where are you, Horror on the Rocks?
I think that's why he didn't hear us answer his question. We gotta figure this out. Just had to put the drop in Copper's eye. What does that mean?
Her dog or cat.
Oh, okay. Eye drops.
Holy crap, I was. Okay, so Horror of the Rocks, we answered the question that you proposed, which was, yes, it is still the ship of Theseus. Now that you're live with us. Cat, apparently. It's the cat. That was me behind. That's embarrassing. I will never let it go, Horror on the Rocks.
How far behind were you? Like 10 minutes?
More. Half an hour?
We haven't talked about sweet meats in a while.
You know, he must have watched from the beginning for some reason.
What a goofball.
Yeah, but, I mean, we'll just blame the fact that he's drunk. He's Horror on the Rocks. It's half the ship. Is it still the same ship? It's still the same ship!
Yes!
It's all the same part ship!
Right. Why are you stuck on this question, sir?
We answered it a while ago. Horror on the Rocks, did the cat in the hat take you back in time? Yes. Yes, it did.
that sound?
I do not know.
I live next to an Air Force base.
Oh.
And sometimes they're just like fucking simulating World War III above my house.
I was going to say, that's going to suck for recording.
Dude, yes. It's a lot better now. This new mic's way better at like blocking out external noise. But when I was using the Blue Yeti before, it was fucking so obnoxious. I'd have to stop every few minutes.
Yeah, I do use a Blue Yeti, but that's part of the reason why it has a dome around it, which I just hit the dome again. Like I said, I do, which helps. But yeah, I've got airplanes that go over me, and then the road at my window is pretty busy.
Are you like close to like just a main, like a main highway or something?
No, it's just it's the main road for this suburb area.
Uh-huh.
It's what everyone drives through to get to the other parts, basically.
Cindy lives next to a base too. So the other day, I was napping on the I was napping on the couch and I woke up because there was like, again, there's jets and stuff flying over my house all the time, so I'm like used to it, but this was different. Like, I don't know how to explain it. And it was cloudy, so I couldn't see anything when I looked, but it was just like the loudest jet sound you could think of. But it was like over my house, like, you know, like when a jet flies by, it gets, you know, you can hear it get louder and then it gets quiet and as it like flies away. But it was just like a constant loud noise for like 4 minutes straight. And it was like shaking the house, like whatever it was just like hovering above my house. I don't know what it was. I couldn't see anything. And it was cloudy and I was annoyed because I wanted to see what it was. And I couldn't help but think it was like a UFO or something. Like I wanted it to be like a UFO or something.
You just come down. But
it just sounded strange. Like it sounded like a metallic ringing, I guess, more so than like a jet. But then it was just like constant, almost like it sounded like it was above my house for like multiple minutes straight. So I don't know what that was about.
All I can think of is, I just want to record. Shut the fuck up.
I was just trying to nap, and it was freaking my dogs out. It woke me up.
She just took video. This is what happens where I live.
I could have gone viral.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have been on Secure Team or whatever that channel is.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm in a small little YouTube bubble. I watch very little stuff.
What kind of content do you normally consume? Like, are you like, do you like watch TV? Are you like just on Netflix? Do you not do any of that? Are you a TikTok girl? Like, what is your?
It's YouTube. Mostly YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of commentary stuff and about different subjects. Watched one recently about different kinds of sponsors. Makes me not want to have a sponsor for my channel. Luckily, I haven't had any yet. So,
like, about what, like how they handle their sponsorships, how they pay, or just like the companies
themselves.
Like BetterHelp, was that one of them?
BetterHelp, Fresh, and
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, and he didn't specify, but the VPNs as well.
What's wrong with HelloFresh?
They're overcharging. None of that stuff's actually recyclable. And they don't treat their employees with any respect whatsoever.
You're telling me you gotta cancel?
I mean, if you want to, that's up to you.
None of the stuff's recyclable? It's nope. So are they like, the packaging says it's recyclable.
It's not. They actually just throw it out. But that is a plastic problem in general. They have put recycling on everything, and plastic is really not recyclable, and it never really has been.
It's that whole fucking, I watched like a whole documentary about like the recycling, like the number system and all that, and how it was like developed by the plastic industry to make people think things were like more sustainable and like friendly, eco-friendly and recyclable, but it's really not. And it's all just a lie.
Yep.
And everything sucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the only things actually recyclable are the bottles that you drink out of. Because at least in Canada, because we actually get money back for recycling those.
Oh, like the bottle deposits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to bring that here in at least in DC, and it's just been kind of a fight.
So basically how it works in Canada, it's been like this ever since I was little, where they take, so when you buy something, let's say it's a dollar, well, it's $1.05 because you pay this deposit. And then when you take that bottle back in, you get the 5 cents back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to guarantee you basically bringing this bottle back, because we're now basically holding on to money. So
right, exactly.
You don't even think about it when you pay for things either.
I think we just... I know Maryland already had the plastic bag ban. I think DC did it too. And styrofoam. I fucking hate styrofoam. Glad we banned it.
Styrofoam.
And like, I go back to Texas sometimes to visit family, and like everything that I get from like fast food or to go is styrofoam, and it just drives me insane. Like, beyond the environmental impacts, like who invented this shit? It's loud. It's squeaky. I hate the way it feels when people use it for packaging and you unpack stuff. It's just like everywhere. It's terrible.
And it sticks to things.
I hate it. I hate it.
It's because it was aerated, so it was good for insulation, so hot things stay hot in them. But the problem is it's highly non-recyclable, and
yeah,
it's really not good for the environment whatsoever. So, happily.
All right. Are we starting like a sustainability podcast right now?
Apparently. Actually, at least the city that I live in has banned all all one-time use bags and cutlery. Not banned it, sorry. You have to ask for a request, and you have to pay 15 cents to get the bag. Though people are fighting the bag thing, I'm fine with, if it's not delivery, because I don't have a choice, I have to get a bag if it's delivery. But if I'm going to the drive-thru, yeah, okay. If I'm not willing to bring my own bag, then sure. But if it's delivery, don't charge me for that 15 cents. But they are. They're completely charging for it here. And they're made out of paper. They're completely recyclable. It's not the plastic bags. And the plastic bags in the grocery stores have been outlawed, at least in Canada, I think is all of Canada, for at least a year now.
That's good.
So, like, I've got bags in my car and... giant tote bags.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm really for that. I know, like, another thing they're trying to do in DC is require large venues like sporting arenas and like concert venues and stuff to have, instead of like plastic cups and stuff like that, have like reusable cups. And I guess they'll have like deposit stations where you can just like toss them and then they just get washed and reused. So you don't have hella solo cups and stuff.
Well, yeah, because you can have like those really cheap plastic cups, like what you think of as like dive bars but dive restaurants, like those cheap plastic cups. They're super inexpensive, but you can reuse them, clean them, sanitize them, and I mean,
exactly.
And then they're not made out of glass, which there's problems with glass, because I used to, way back when, I actually used to clean a bar. And I remember one time walking in and the ground was covered in glass. I do not know to this day what happened, but I just was looking at the floor and went, what happened here? And I'm like staying there, staying there, cleaning up tons and tons of glass. And I'm like, this is the problem with glass at a bar. People are drunk and idiots.
Yeah, it's nonsense. Are you guys enjoying our talk about recyclable products?
Please remember to recycle, reuse, recycle, and reduce.
We just, our county just gave us, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 months ago, a compost bin. So every Sunday we can put the compost out, which is nice. And they just come by and collect it.
Yep. Our compost in the winter, every other week. In the spring and summer, it's every week. And garbage only gets picked up once every other week, and recycling every week.
Nice.
In the city I live. And it's been like that since we moved here.
So, chat, what's your favorite recyclable material?
tin, aluminum, and...
Aluminum, yeah.
Yeah, aluminum's one of the best for recycling.
Yeah, for sure.
I think...
I try to use my bags in grocery shopping. My city makes us recycle. Like with a gun to your head sort of situation?
I mean, technically my city does too, because due to the fact that they only come and grab the garbage every other week, the recycling's every week. So definitely, like, they do the same thing here. But it's not sorted. You don't have to sort it. It just all goes into one thing, and then they deal with it at the plant. But you still, there's still things you can't put in there. And the nice thing I've noticed, some of the containers I'm buying will tell you what can be recycled and what can't. So you're not
like
wasting
parts of it.
Yeah. So it's like, I've got rid of my like soap bottle, and it's like, well, the bottle's recyclable if you take the label off, and the pump's not recyclable. So I took those apart, put the one thing that's recyclable and the rest in the garbage. But at least I know now that the rest of it can be recycled, in theory.
Yeah.
Apparently they have to sort it. Which a lot of places do that. I would not be shocked if they turned around and started making us sort it at some point. To be honest.
And then it's just annoying, because I know there's been lots of, like, investigations that show a lot of the stuff that's sent to recycling facilities, at least here in the U.S., doesn't even end up getting recycled. They just end up forwarding it to the dump anyway.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's, what do they call that? Not show recycling, but it's
green, like greenwashing.
Greenwashing, but there's also another word for it when you're showing that you're doing something, but you're not really. There's a certain word for it that I can't remember at the moment. Well, I guess I never got you to narrate. we end up talking, which is fine. So, is there anything on your channel you specifically want to?
To be fair, I don't think anybody's missing a live narration for me, okay?
I am.
Well, maybe I'll narrate to you privately.
Fine.
I'll just send you a private recording.
This is what it would have sounded like if I was recording, if I was reading live.
Right. what's going on with my channel? Hopefully tomorrow, if not tomorrow, then Monday, I'll have a standalone, well, no, I think it's going to be the start of a series. I haven't decided yet, but a story's going to be coming out set in the near future where we have like androids and artificial intelligence and stuff. I'm narrating and I'm playing the lead character who's an android, and also Lady Spookaria, Noetic, who was in chat earlier, and Vidith, as well as Curtis, who I said was helping me edit it, and I 242 linked him in chat earlier.
Yes, are all narrating different. He's also in the description box as well.
Solid. Yeah, so those four are all lending voices as well. And it should be a little over an hour, I think.
Damn.
So that'll go live either tomorrow or Monday. I'll announce it before it goes live and tag all the creators and such. Beyond that, next week sometime, I'm hoping, as soon as I get some final lines that I need corrected, I'm going to be releasing a video that's like 2.5 years in the making, in the sense that the first part I released in like 2021. It's a story that I was writing myself, and slowly released up to like part 5 over like the last year and a half, and then it just sort of like fell off my radar and I got really busy and I never got back to it. And then when I did finish writing it, I hired a bunch of voice actors and spent like probably $1,000 on editing and voice actors at this point over the last year.
Wow.
To get it together. And finally going to hopefully be releasing that in the next week or so. So please check that out and leave your ads on and maybe watch it 2 or 3 times.
Maybe a few times. Just have it in the background. Play it in the loop. Just play
it
in the loop.
Right. Just put it in the loop. You know, like have all of your devices playing it at once or something. Yeah. But no, I hope. Children's. Like looking at it now, I think I've definitely could have done better at it. Like I think I've improved my writing now, but I'm still glad that it's like done and I'm finally gonna just release it all and it's gonna be finished and I can move on from it and feel good about it, hopefully. So that's gonna be coming soon as well. Yeah, so those are the two main projects that I'm looking forward to releasing.
2 years in the making, damn.
Yeah, it's mostly because I just suck. Yeah, you know, just procrastinate and then get distracted by another story I'm writing and
life does that, though.
Right.
Not tomorrow, but the day after is going to be Glitch in the Matrix on my channel. It's going to be about 9 stories of that for you guys. And that's just normal stuff with me, you know. I've been temporarily doing 2 stories, 2 long-form videos a week, but I do not know when that's going to end, and I don't know if I'll be able to do that every week. It's just a surprise thing for you guys. Surprise!
Surprise!
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening, and I hope you have a very good night, and see you next week. Oh, and... Phoenix Fire is on next week. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're all very amazing, beautiful people, and I hope you have amazing weekends.
Yes, the most amazing of weekends.
The bestest weekends. And don't forget to recycle.
Bye, guys.
Bye.